This is President Warren Harding. You're listening to Derivative.
I tend to say the same thing.
It's Derivative.
These maniacal fans, and they write jingles.
It feels derivative.
I don't see the point in writing your own jingle if you put somebody else's.
It's more like Weird Al, but it's sort of better.
This is extremely derivative.
It is bad, and it is done with total confidence.
Very meta and annoying and derivative.
Not original, uninspired.
I'm derivative as hell.
Hey everybody, it's Jerry. This is Derivative, and I am here to give a quick update on Little Songs Live 5.5, Fake the Music. So on June 26, 7 p.m. at Kilroy's, we will be hosting a tiny Jingle Fest / Social Hour get-together. I would love your feedback, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com, to hear about what you might like to see or hear there. If you plan to stream virtually, if you'd like us to have a live feed going, let me know about that. We're going to have Patrick, who hosts the trivia here at our local pool, is going to be doing some TK trivia. And we'll have myself, Joe, and Steve at least doing some jingles. If there's something you'd like to hear from there, this is going to be pretty informal, pretty ad hoc. I'd love to get some requests. And, you know, if you're going to be there, we want to cater to what you actually want to hear. So please let me know, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com or on the Twitter. Wanted to also give a quick update on the event logo. One of my favorite things about this whole process of jingles and little songs / TK jingles, all that stuff, has been the creative nature of writing the songs, designing these logos. So this one, for this event, even though it was kind of an ad hoc actual gathering, I'm pretty excited about this logo. And you know, it's too bad this isn't like a bigger thing. But if you haven't seen it yet, go to Kickstarter and, you know, take a look. You can also go to littlesongs.net/store to get a view of the graphic. But I wanted to describe a little bit about it here, kind of the genesis of it and what it is. So if you're familiar with Bill and Ted Face the Music, a movie from this past summer, you have Bill and Ted facing this phone booth. And Rising in the Mist or whatever. And so for the logo for Fake the Music, since the title is based on that, a parody of that, I was hoping that our logo could parody that as well. So in thinking through what does that mean, how could this be, you know, I drew together some initial sketches, worked with a couple different designers on this, and I thought it was really kind of an accidental coincidence, kind of a fitting coincidence, that the phone booth in Bill and Ted is a time machine, and for this event, we're going back to the site of the very first Jingle Fest. So really, this is sort of like entering a time machine. But rather than a phone booth, which didn't seem really relevant for us, I thought it would be funny if we made that booth a sauna booth, like a Schwitz. You know, so we bring in that whole concept of this phenomenon of the Schwitz and the steak, and that really plays well then into the steam rising from there, just like the steam in the Bill and Ted poster. So it just really worked out, you know, great little coincidence there. And so I have a character who somewhat resembles myself wearing a bathrobe and flip-flops, and inside the booth, you know, there's a steak and wine laid out for a nice meal. And so also, since this event, you know, is a sports karaoke event, as we've mentioned before, that character is also carrying a microphone and a songbook. And the title of this event, Fake the Music, plays one of that songbook, because one of the things that I have for guitar and piano is something called a fake book, which is basically lyrics and chords to just hack your way through popular music. So I'm going to be doing something similar at this event of, you know, however we do it, either karaoke or maybe a few piano jingles, of just kind of hacking through some stuff and faking it. So that, even there, like all these little things in here, I'm trying to tie into the main theme. Also, since this is a sports karaoke event, I wanted the other figure standing here to clearly have a reference to sports. So he's wearing a cape that says Go Vikes, and you know, this old man figure who somewhat resembles Brad Childress is clearly a fan of the Minnesota Vikings. And so that, you know, kind of ties in here as well. Also, you know, the mask mandate in Virginia has just ended. So one of the characters is holding a mask while the other one maybe has recently exited a restroom. I'm not sure. So he's holding some toilet paper on some type of fancy ornamental holder, resembles some kind of award statue. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but fancy ornamental toilet paper holder. And so anyway, it went through a whole bunch of feedback. I think it actually was about 5 to 5.5 rounds of feedback. So all the, you know, the numerology or whatever you want to call it, all the little coincidences, these things come together. So that'll be a logo. We also are going to offer a text-based only logo. I haven't decided yet, depends on the cost, whether the kind of smoke will be in the background or not. But that might be in there as well. Or it might be just the text, depending on the price. But the Desolation of Sanj bootleg shirt is still one of my favorite jingle-related things to wear. So I really wanted to have that text-based option for folks as well, because I know that some of the folks really geek out on these graphic logos, but others, you know, really just want something simple, but maybe still want to back the project. So these t-shirts will be available on a very, very dark purple. That size is available up to 3XL. So if you want a size different than that, or a youth size or something different, just let me know, because we can do a custom order on a more common color, like a purple or a black or something, for larger or irregular type sizes, if there's like a tall or a youth size or something. I also wanted to express that I'm so disappointed with Littles. There, I had offered 10 jerk shirts, 10 people paid for this Chapter 11 joke shirt. I mean, it's really insensitive. I'm not sure, you know, who these people are, why they would do that. But yeah, that was made available. There's only been 10 of those made, and unfortunately, you know, we got a lot of jerks in the crowd here apparently that are doing that. Related to the event itself, so we're going to have some food spreads. I think I'm going to be labeling some of the platters, from the Nashville Kickstarter or whatever said, oh, pay my money forward to this event. We'll have like a little label like Rob Culpian's potato skins or whatever. So the money that went forward to these things is carrying forward to provide, things for this event. But again, I really am open to your feedback on what you actually want to do. We're going to be there for a couple hours at least doing stuff, chatting and trying to have some fun. So if you have requests, input, just let me know. The other event that day is a golf event, and it seems that the Littles, like myself, are not super into golf, so we have limited support there of folks planning to attend. I expect that's going to raise as we get closer to the event, but Bill Laheka is coming into town. He really wants to golf with you. He's lost a lot of weight, is in great shape, and is working on his golf game. So if you want to go there and really help Bill, you know, work on his craft, there's a link for that on the Facebook page where you can RSVP for that. So I think that really is all I wanted to talk about this week. Just want to give everybody an update on kind of where we are right now with the event. Make sure that you're tracking that this Kickstarter ends today. So if you want to back this, please do it now, because I really don't want to have an attic full of shirts. I'm not going to be ordering a bunch of extra stuff. I may do one or two of each size just to have available at the event, but I have a bad feeling that I'll get stuck with those. So if you really want something, you got to let me know by going to take advantage of that right now, just to make sure you get something. Complete your Little Songs collection, because I know that's really important to so many people. But that's it. This is Jerry. If you have any questions, need anything from me, I will be around getting ready for this event over the next few weeks. I always appreciate everybody's support and feedback throughout this process. Thanks for listening.
Picture a man in Springfield at a restaurant with tangerine skin and a silly disguise. Somebody says, hey, you look quite familiar. I think my grandmother read you in style. Jerry appears and he's starting a show. KJ, she sings a few bars. Then the man says, wow, look at the time, and he's gone. Tony in the crowd at Gilroy's. Tony in
I don't even mind, you know, lighting money on fire, which is essentially what I'm doing with this music career, just to get out of it what I do.
Well, you could buy a restaurant that would light money on fire, too.